outro tunes for me by Mariah there, thanks. Gonna have a guest in. Michael Barry will be with me in about probably close to 8:15 because I gotta get some new music out of the way. And here's the first one. This is a band called Already Dead. Once again, WMFO in Medford, Rising with Skyba.
Something like a war inside my head, it's like I'm slowly dying. Something like a war in my head, in my head. Something like a war in my head, so I keep on fighting. Something like a war, like a war, like a war. I'm not really sane, I just try to die.
Thank you.
That was Catwolf. Just saw them this past Saturday night. Very good band. That was a song called Beast Charmer. Already dead started, as I said, with Something Like War, their latest single. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO and Tufts, Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, I'm going to play three more before we bring Michael up. The first one here is a single, new single, by Mutual Admiration Society, which is a group that Rock Garden Records have formed. And the song is Heavy Music, which was a Bob Seger song from, I guess he did it like in 67. I heard the song on Live Bullet. Great song. And so this is a great version they banged out. Once again, this is Heavy Music by the Mutual Admiration Society, Rock Garden Records. Gonna a couple more after that, and then we'll be up.
Crack me the fuck up. Listen to that.
You've got some nerve throwing in the towel. Don't shed a tear for him when they cry foul. It's all who you know. Psycho scowl. kept secret is all over town. This is a test, or don't you change that dial? One you can measure with the length of smile. But don't make me wipe that smile off your face. It's no stain I wanna have to erase.
WMFO in Medford. Let me tell you what I just played. Just played a band called Slow Ann. Song was Back on the Train. If I think a CD, they just, our EP, they just put out either today or yesterday or this week. It's brand new. It's called Whiplash. Powler Bells with their latest single called Night Owl. Once again, Mutual Admiration Society with their take on heavy music. And now I'm here with Mike Barry. Thanks for coming in, Mike.
How you doing, Scott?
I'm doing good. So you've been, before we talk about any of the new stuff, you've been at the, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. Is this on?
Yeah, although, it's,
I'm not hearing myself.
Seems kind of light. Yeah, move, why don't you jump over this, pull this mic over, see if that's,
That'll help.
I don't know. Well, that mic should be good, but they're all,
Well, this one's definitely good.
There we go. It's a little better, yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. So you've been at the music thing for a bit, right? And I guess we can touch on your, I guess we call it early bands.
Yeah, sure. started out playing the folk mass at St. Eulalia's in Winchester, Massachusetts, about age 13. But I guess that's not one of my bands.
Yeah, well, you weren't plugged in yet, right?
No, not well. Now, I played on the ska scene in Boston when that was happening in the late 80s. I wasn't super big into the scene itself, but I liked the clothes, and I liked the music, and I've been listening to Rocksteady ever since, to be honest with you. So there was that scene back then. It was very different back then.
Yeah, know, yeah.
The old Boston rock scene.
So your bands, you were in a Rumble back.
Yeah, a long time ago, yeah. BCN Rumble. Shred and Juanita and the whole crew over there, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a band called Puka Stew that I started. I got a little bit done with the ska, and I wanted to play rock, and so a friend named Billy and I started a band named Puka Stew, and we picked up a guitar player named Derek and eventually a drummer named Chris, and we played together for a few years and played up here, I think.
Did Puka, how did you come up with the name?
Yeah, not a great name.
How did you release material? Like, did you have, or did you just kind of...
Yeah. Mikey D discovered us, actually. He grabbed onto our cassette. We had a two-song cassette. And he played it a lot, and it got some play in the old CMJ, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so then we did an EP. And then, as you mentioned, that band was in the, I want to say, 1995 WBCN Rumble.
Okay.
And we won a bunch of recording in it, and so we actually did an album, I want to say, 96. All that stuff's been released except the album. I haven't got around to the album yet. But
wow.
I do have it all, because I don't know if you know the engineer Ted Paddock.
No.
Teaches at Berkeley, but he was at, I forget where he was at the time, but we digitized all that old 2-inch tape a long time ago. So, some point, hopefully, if I get around to it, the album will come out. But
there'll be a resurgence.
I don't know about that.
Still.
Yeah, but you can still find that stuff. But yeah, we had a great time up here a few times with Mikey. And
yeah, and I guess I'm going to play something off of Party at the End of the World.
Yeah.
So before we get into before we get into that, I'm gonna play some of that before and let you play one live. But obviously there's huge differences between when you first started music, like with Stu, and what is the biggest difference now as opposed to then, as far as getting music out to the masses, for lack of a better word?
You mean the business?
Yeah.
That's a huge question. I mean, I grew up here, and my my time span coincides exactly with the move from analog to digital. I started out recording on, you know, tape and up to, I'd say, two-inch tape machines for 48 tracks in the old days. I remember, well, you know, Q in those days and Fort Apache, and we recorded at a place called Metropolis, which is John Weston, who's now at Future, and the late great Jim Lightman. But they had two-inch Studers, which were 24 tracks each. It's two-inch tape. And together they made 47 tracks. And a big old SSL board. And that's when I started. But I've told the story many times of doing a session up there and having a player leave the session after a vocal track that really needed to be fixed. And we only had the old tools for that. Which was, you know, I won't go into it, but it was hard.
Yeah.
One thing you couldn't fix, you know.
Right.
And the then assistant engineer at Metropolis, a cat named Todd Windmill, who then also mixed Boston, and he, I think, mixed front of house for the Conan O'Brien show for a long time.
Wow.
He was a young, bright little Berkeley engineering grad and said, wait, there's a new program we have. And he played it into the computer, which was very strange.
Sure.
And in front of my eyes, he corrected the pitch of this thing. And I said, get out, man. The earth moved that day. That was nothing really was ever the same after that.
Yeah, big jump.
And so, you know, yeah, as far as when I started playing in Boston, I mean, the drinking age was 18. You could have happy hour. And I told this story a few times, but you know, my son plays now,
yeah,
and he's a young man. When I was that age, I think my rent in Boston was $275 a month.
Right.
So
blown up now.
Yeah. And well, there was the Rat, and there was which we played a lot in Bun Ratties and mm-hmm. and in the Middle East and mm-hmm. TTs and all the colleges,
yep.
you know.
Yep.
And now you can get all that entertainment from home, you know, without leaving your house. And
yeah.
So yeah, I mean, distribution's completely changed. The way we promote things has completely changed. I have to help the artists that I work with in the studio and record and produce kind of do all the modern way. It used to be built around attracting a live audience, and now it's a sort of built around attracting an online audience, you know, whether we like it or not.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think there's any way to prevent that. That seems to be the way of the future. I think it's too bad because, yeah, as you know, I still go out to live shows. I still love going to see live.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, this band I just played, that Cat mm-hmm. Wolf band, I didn't know anything about them. And I was going because it was a Crow Follow single release, and I went to support band, and they were there on the, and that happens a lot, where I go to see shows and I find people I never heard of, and if I'm sitting at home just trying to pull stuff up on the computer, a lot of times you're not going to see that.
For sure. You know? Well, it works both ways. I knew about that because you posted about it on social media.
Yeah.
So it's the whole thing, but for sure, you know. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play something from Party at the End of the World. Then when we come back, you can play one live, and we'll talk a lot more in depth about that particular release. But
aren't you good?
This is in no particular order. I'm just playing a song that I liked off it. Here we go.
I'm so glad to see you again. Hey, I just want to say you look good and I'm okay. I'm glad I got to see you again, be with you again.
All right, that was See You Again from Party at the End of the World. Well, why don't you play one, and then we'll talk about it after.
Oh, sure. I'm going to tune now.
Yeah. This is live, right? You got to do that.
You got to listen to it.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here trying to remember who played on that song so I can say the right thing.
Right, because I am going to ask you about that after.
This is Party at the End of the World. Welcome, my friend, to the party at the end of the world. Quick cup for your cares and a hook to hang your regrets. Kings and queens have come in sight on TV screens and lonely bedroom lights. When I was a child, I learned how a thing works by breaking it. When I examined, I was taking it. There'd be no more grace, no more woe. Hide my face and get on with the show. It's getting hotter and hotter under the glass. A crowd's guaranteed for this unholy mass. So if we're gonna die of fright, there's no need to sleep tonight. We're just an experiment in a petri dish. One day the big swab will come down and wipe away the paintings and the piss. And there'll be no more wrong, no more right. Just one sad song before we say goodnight. So welcome, my friend, to the party at the end of the world. Curse for your cares and a hook to hang your regrets. Judgment day has come in sight, so hoist a glass and hold on tight. At the party at the end of the world tonight. Nice. Yeah.
Great song.
That's all right.
That was a great song. Yeah. So, but this release came out in, was it 2020?
Yeah, that was a COVID
project.
Release. Yeah.
You know?
I'm going to keep tuning this guitar. Maybe I'll hit the right.
For the next one.
Yeah, the next one will be good.
No, that was great.
The second set's going to be great.
It'll be epic.
Yeah. Into all right,
so the
next song is going to be so much better.
I like that one. So it came about during the COVID times, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
And did you have a lot of people, musicians involved in this, didn't you?
Well, the same, the usual crew. You know, I've spent about 25 years recording and co-producing with a English drummer named Dave Maddox.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I have worked together, lucky for me, for a long time. And we were in a band together for two records called Super Genius, and we kind of got in the habit of just working together in the studio. So he does a lot of drumming on the stuff that I do, and he contributes a lot of ideas and production mm-hmm. ideas. And my son Liam is the other drummer on the other half of the record. And we've got Jim Haggerty playing bass uh-huh. on a lot of it. I think I played bass on some of it. I don't mm-hmm. remember. I think I'm playing all the guitars. And the amazing Elizabeth Steen plays accordion on all but one song, and that's because that session was canceled for COVID. That was the first COVID session, COVID cancel day
mm-hmm.
of what became, you know, almost 2 years.
Right.
And I never got her on the last song on the record.
But. Wow. So was it hard? Did they all come to, where was this recorded?
It's recorded in the studio that I own with my wife, Babyland Studio, where we've been recording a long time. I mean, I spend a lot of time recording other people and mm-hmm. producing other people, as you know, and
yep.
did get around finally to gathering up a bunch of my own songs, and so everyone was really helpful about helping me get that done, because I don't spend a lot of time on that much anymore, to be honest. But more recently, you know, with my son out playing more himself,
yeah.
I have a little more...
Yeah. Has Liam's a hell of a drummer. Did he start it? Was he young when he started?
Young, yeah. Real young. He's banging on pots and pans and buckets as a kid. His first teacher was Chris Anzalone
when
he was very young. Of course, but he's had Dave Maddox around the house and the studio his whole life, which has been super helpful. And he had a great drum instructor named Mike Aiello, too, who really pushed him through the drill books, you know?
Yeah.
Mike was the drill sergeant, you know?
Yeah, because he's busy. He plays in multiple bands.
He does. He's a very busy, very busy guy. He's playing right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Where's he at tonight?
He is playing with the Beatles band in somewhere.
The Beatles bands, I get the impression, pay well.
Yeah.
As opposed to like the
original rock scene.
Yeah.
It's an issue facing a lot of musicians.
It could be
like
a guess, but I get that impression.
Well, it didn't face us though, did it? Because I always paid my taxes. I want to make that clear. But we did make money in the old days playing original music in Boston. There was a lot of big audience for it, you know. And now the audiences seem to want to hear more of things they've already heard a lot.
Right.
But we got to just have more better original music and get them listening to that. That's on us, I think.
Yeah, there is great original music, but I don't know how you get the kids out to the clubs to see it, but I haven't figured that one out yet. But
there's some great bands in Boston. Babes is a great band.
I'm gonna play Babes 2 next. I don't think Liam's on this particular track, but he plays with them now.
He does. He's on the new recording. They did a recording, a new record.
I've seen a couple of shows where he was drumming. One was at the right here in Medford, Deep Cuts.
That's a great new place.
Yeah.
Great new punk club. You should check it out.
Yep. And
I can't believe there's finally a punk club in Medford.
Yeah.
And that's a epic moment.
Right. Because I'm there, and I know you live right around here, too. Deep Cuts is a 5-minute ride.
So, yeah, it's a nice space, too. They got a variety of things. They got some used records in there.
They improved it, too.
Oh, I haven't been there.
Initially, well, no, you way back when, there wasn't that partition, I guess you'd call it. It was just one big room.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was one. The first few times I went there, was one big room. And so now they have, like, that separation where you can go and maybe have somewhat of a conversation
and a good
if you
sandwich.
Want to and a good sandwich yeah. and yeah I know it's a nice club, it's a good club. I'm glad it's doing well.
I'm glad it is too. And that live room, which I've seen Babes in,
reminds
me a lot of some of the old classic Boston rock venues that are gone now. It reminds me a lot of Bunratty's, the feel of it. So many clubs up and down the East Coast that are gone now, and they all have that kind of vibe. It's a very, very cool vibe. If you want to experience that old old feeling, that's one place to do it.
I was gonna play a couple more from Party. We're gonna play the Babes tune too.
Awesome.
Little different sound here, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to play the Babes, and then we're going to play a couple from Party, and then we'll be back for...
It's not Liam on drums, so you have to imagine...
Yeah, it's not, but he... I'm going to find it here now. Yeah, it's not, it's not him on drums, but it's a sensational song. All right, here we go.
Thank you. your hand in front of your man. We both know what would happen then. So I'll wait till he's gone and you play along. Then we can be friends again. Some things never die down this jealous old town, and we're walking in a lion's den. So I'll wait till he's gone and you play along, and we can be friends again. There's times you need me, so I don't mind if you don't see me. His love for you is rent you've already spent, and believe me, I know when to say when. So I'll wait till he's gone and you play along, then we can be friends again.
Right, WMFO in Medford, 841. We just played, what did I just play? Just played a couple off of Party at the End of the World from Michael Barry. Played Friends Again, featuring Sid Straw.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that one.
Sid's a great singer, great friend. That's got Dave Maddox on drums, that one, and he introduced me to Sid a bunch of years ago. I think we figured it was 21 years ago.
Wow.
And she sang on one of the Super Genius records that Dave and I did a few years ago. And then she very nicely came down and sang from Vermont and sang on this album for me. Just saw her a couple weeks ago, played guitar for her at a show at the Boston Harbor Distillery. She was cool. A special guest for Cami Lyle's Sing a While, Cami Lyle. And we put a band together like overnight for Sid to play.
And it worked.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun. Yeah, Jim Haggerty and Jerome Dupree jumped up, and she was great. So yeah, so Sid sang on that. She's pretty spectacular. She schools me in the studio regularly. So
I'll let you do another one.
Aren't you good? Thank you. I'll try to do a better job on this one. Well, this one's from a new record. It's not out yet.
Nice.
There's there was one song out for it that Mr. Perry Persoff at WMB is very kindly playing. Can I mention another radio
station? Yeah.
Called, which is actually coincidentally a Sid Straw cover. It's called My Ship Comes In. But this is another song from that record that is not out yet. So I thought I'd debut it here for you, Skybar.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
So I'll try not to screw it up. This is called that's how we go through the years. And I think on the record that Ms. Abby Barrett sings backups for this on me, I think.
Sweet.
Here we go. It was love and sin at the midway inn, when friends and family slowly shuffled in. His on the left, hers on the right, as they marched down the aisle towards the light. Them meeting in the middle, holding hands and laughing through the tears. And that's how they'll go through the years. The best man prayed he'd get it right, while the maid of honor reckoned with her life. And in the preacher's head, as he broke the bread, was if it hadn't been for him, she'd have been my wife. But he'll meet them in the middle, best he can, laughing through the tears. That's how he'll go through the years. Was once a bride, and every groom will learn the price of pride. He'll pay for sex, and she'll pay for love, one heartbreak below and one above. Ah, but they'll meet in the middle, best they can, laughing through the tears. That's how they'll go. That's how they'll go. That's how we go through the years.
Nice.
It goes good with the air conditioning. Thank you.
Yeah, that was nice. And that's very much. That's new.
Yeah,
it's going to be on a new release at some point.
That is going to be on a new album called Villain Songs. The first single's out already. You can find it on Bandcamp, and it is on Amazon and Spotify and Apple Music and etc.
All the usual spots.
And there's one single out called My Ship Comes In, and then there'll be the rest coming soon, I hope.
Any idea when that's going to get wrapped up?
That's always a tricky question. At first I thought March, and then I thought May, and here we are in July. But actually, it is mostly done. But I've got other things putting out and helping Miss Nikki Luparelli, mm-hmm. Who I know you're familiar with. She does great tribute shows. We've done a live Lana Del Rey tribute album we recorded with Mr. Huck Bennett, and that's going to come out in, I think, July 18th or July 19th. She did two shows at the Hayden Planetarium at the Museum of Science with a fabulous light show. And this is release is, this is a show she did last year. We recorded it dead live, just live. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be out in July 18th or 19th, all the regular places. But also she is playing August 3rd at the Capitol Theater, her Lana show.
Okay.
So that record is timed with her August 3rd Lana show at the Capitol Theater in Arlington. That's one thing. And I play in a Nogues Pogues tribute band called the Nogues, which is a lot of fun. That's Josh Lederman and a bunch of other people. Elizabeth Steen, John Dorsett, Kit Buckley, Pete Varga, Matt Grunberg, Andy Plaisted. And we're playing the Burren, which is why I'm mentioning it. We're playing the Burren next Friday the 12th. That's a fun show.
Burren's a great room, yeah.
Yeah, and that this Pogues band is a lot of fun.
It's How can the Pogues not be fun, right?
It's a good band. And so you can find those tickets at 24hourmusic.com. Burren on the July 12th, Pogues. A lot of stuff going on.
All right. Yeah, you got a few minutes. Anything else you want to throw in there? Or
Oh, man, let me plug the music from the people I'm recording. And the fabulous Elizabeth Steen and Jude Heichelbeck, who used to be called Famous Grouse, and they're now called... Hold on, I wrote it down.
Yeah?
Because I forget everything. They're now called Rough Grouse, R-U-F-F. Okay. And actually, that fabulous record, again, Dave Maddox on drums, mixed by Huck Bennett. There's 6 songs recorded so far, and hopefully we're going to finish a record. And the great Irish singer-songwriter Tom Courtney is in the studio, and he's doing his second album with us right now. He does sort of traditional Irish ballads and very dark modern ballads. And he's a North Shore guy, plays up in Salem and Beverly, but he does play down in Boston at Dooley's. But great records. I recommend his records. Guysborough Train, Tom Courtney. There's a great artist in Brooklyn. She's from here, but she lives in Brooklyn now. Why Not Be Lovely? She's got a great kind of a rock dance album. You should check it out. Why Not Be Lovely? She's finishing her second record with me right now. That's great. The first one's great. It's called Howl. Find that.
A couple people moved up to Brooklyn. Senseless Optimism. I don't know if you're familiar with her. She moved up to obviously Carissa Johnson's in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Brooklyn.
Seems to be know that Carissa Johnson.
Carissa Johnson is in Brooklyn. She's been there. I don't know, a year or so, I would guess.
I know you're a big supporter of her.
Yeah.
So that's great.
Yeah.
Great country artist, singer-songwriter named Michael Carpenter's just finished his third record with me. So that'll be coming out. Also Maddox on drums and Jim Haggerty. And the one other thing, I just got asked to do a very cool, there's a band from England called Field Music.
Yep, you were telling about the Mafia.
One of my all-time favorite bands. If you like sort of Adrian Belew era, King Crimson or XTC, you should check out Field Music. Two brothers, Peter Brewis and David Brewis. But they're going to be doing, Peter's going to be doing a project with my drummer friend Dave Maddox, and I'm going to be recording that. So that's pretty good. And you let me get through all of it on my sheet. Look at, I mentioned everybody. Thank you. I love you all.
All right. I got to play a few more tunes that I was told people I'd be playing, but I want to thanks once again for coming in. Great time.
Thank you for having me, Sky Barn. Thank you for everybody here for supporting local music. It's very cool.
Yeah, it's what we do. All right, this is a band called Crumbs, and I'll be back after about 3 or 4 to button this up. All right, that was the Shanghai Lows with Morganic Panic. Before that, Crumbs 4291. I gotta get out of here. I'm gonna leave you with a quick one by, let me see what I got. I'm gonna leave you a quick one by Social Distortion.